Glad to have you connected to a prophetic prayer partnership. We're ready to jump right in. We are ready to connect together in the faith. We're ready to connect together in unity, believing that the blessing of the Lord has been commanded wherever unity is implemented, and wherever unity goes forth, and wherever we see the people of God conjoined together, the blessing of the Lord is ordained in that particular space. And we believe we have such a space right here at the Prophetic Prayer Partnership on Monday nights. This is the time for the people of God to be empowered and to be impacted in an unprecedented way. I believe that your life is going to be whatever your investment is. Why? Because we reap whatever we sow. Wherever your investment is, whatever that investment is in your life, that is what your life will end up being. Your life is only going to be the outcome of what you put in it. And I don't know about you, but I am determining in this season of my life and the next, and the one after that, to live a victorious life. I desire to live life in the winner's circle. I believe that God has ordained us to win. That's right. Even when the odds are stacked against us, God has ordained us to win. We are going to be marking once more and again in the winner's column. We're going to continue to put points there. Because every situation, every circumstance will result in our win. Well, I want to share with you today that though winning is our portion, and though winning may be our determination, there is a negative aspect to winning that I want to really help us and coach us through in this session tonight. We want to deal with that negative aspect of winning. Because one of the things about winning is that a dark shadow is always casted upon winners by losers. I know that sounds hard and harsh to hear, but losers always cast a shadow over winners. One of the reasons they do this is number one, because of jealousy. The jealousy that they have not chosen to win, chosen to pursue a win. See, you're not a loser because that's how life has lined it up to be, or you're not a loser because that's what's in the cards for you to be. You become a loser because you stop trying, you stop pursuing, you quit, you give up, you throw in the towel. Any quitter is a loser. But as long as you are pursuing, your chances of winning are greater than your chances of losing. So a lot of the times when you have a shadow that is casted upon your win, it is simply because people are envious of the fact that you never gave up. People are envious of the fact that you never laid down and quit. The fact that you kept going on. And what I've also found out is that a lot of the times, those who are in the losers column are often angry with themselves more than they are angry with those who win. But here is the negative side. Here's the negative aspect. Because no matter where you live at in this life, you're going to have those who are happy for you and you're going to have those who are not. Here's the negative aspect. The negative aspect is when you allow that energy to make you shrink. When you allow that energy to make you shrink. When losers cast shadows over winners and winners allow that shadow to make them shrink. What does that mean, Bishop? That means I almost start dumbing down my win just to make others comfortable around me. It's almost as if I don't display my happiness. I don't display my victory because I don't want to make others feel bad. Isn't that something? So now we have to shoot down the fact that God has blessed, God has increased, God has made ways, God has opened doors, God has allowed you to accomplish, to complete, to fulfill. We got to shoot that down because we don't want to be seen as showy, or we don't want to be seen as boastful. Well, the psalmist says that my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Boasting about the goodness of God in your life does not make you arrogant or conceited. It does not lessen your ability to be humble. It does not kill your humility. In fact, we are testifying of God's goodness. We are testifying of God's greatness in our lives. I would have never been able to cross the finish line in my life except the Lord gave me the grace and the ability to do it. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? I want you to commit this year to yourself that you will not shrink. Oh, we're going to tap into this tonight. I want you to make that commitment to yourself that you will not shrink. And I'm going to tell you why you need to make that commitment. Because if you start shrinking to accommodate others, you will begin to shrink mentally. You'll begin to shrink emotionally. You'll begin to shrink in skill. You'll begin to shrink in talent. You'll begin to shrink in perspective. You will begin to shrink in just about every area of your life if you start shrinking to accommodate the comfortability of others. God has brought you from a mighty long way. You have survived. Have you ever heard of the term survivor's guilt? These are those who don't express or who won't express a gratitude for survival be for the fear of who it will offend. I want you to know that if you've come out of something on top, you have every right to express the gratitude for the victory that you have acquired. Don't shrink because somebody else chose another route. Don't shrink because somebody else is still living in the misery of their choices. Don't shrink because somebody else, praise God, is dealing with the heaviness of their poor judgments. Can I tell you what the Word of God says? The Word of God tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe it is around chapter number 9, it says that time and chance happens to all. There are people who have had the same opportunities, if not greater opportunities, but we do know that they have had chances and opportunities to pursue and to excel and to advance. And in many cases, people have chose the minimum route, the easy route, the route, praise God, that is most convenient. And in that, they have not been given a space to excel. They've not been given a space in that minimal route to expand and to increase. And now they're upset because of the path you've chosen and the path that God has led you, and you have been winning ever since. Well, guess what? I'm not going to stop winning because you're not winning. I'm not going to stop winning because you have chosen to accept defeat. I'm not going to stop winning. I'm not going to stop pursuing. There has to be a determination in you to win no matter what. And I will not allow anyone to cast a dark shadow over my win. I'm telling you, you've got to be able and you got to develop the discipline and the strength to allow people to remain, if they choose, in their negativity, allow them to remain in their misery, but they got to do that over there. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you hearing this tonight? There is a hazard to allowing negative, toxic behavior into your celebration, the celebration of your triumph. It is not, and I heard Bishop Jakes say this first. I heard him say favor ain't fair. I heard him say that first. And here's the reality. The reality is that favor goes upon the individuals of God's choosing. But it's not just the individuals of God's choosing, because while God has chosen you to win, you must also choose to win. You could be chosen to win and not choose to win. So if the choosing of the Lord is upon you, then you on the flip side must choose to win. It is not your fault that favor has rested upon you. It is not your fault that when you open or walk into a room, that the room comes subject to your energy and to your words, to your vernacular. It's not your fault. You're walking with a grace. You're walking with a favor. You're walking with the mercy of God. You're walking with the goodness of God. And as a result of that, every time you step into a situation, you're going to come out a winner. You're going to configure how you need to move and what needs to happen and what goes where and who goes where. God's going to continue to lead you to the right people, rubbing shoulders with the right persons and holding conversations with the right persons, knowing how to handle and carry yourself when you enter into certain rooms. Is God talking to somebody tonight? It's almost as if God has given you a cheat sheet. He has given you and downloaded to you a code of conduct. It is excelling you. It is excelling you and accelerating you. It is causing you to know things that only God could have uploaded into your spirit and given you exactly what it is to say and how it is to appear and what time to appear and where to go and who to communicate with when you get there. It is almost as if God showed you before you went in how to come out a winner. And that is what is going to continue to happen. We're going to keep winning throughout the remainder of January. We're going to enter February with a win. When we come into March, we're coming in winners. When we hit April, we're winning. Are you catching the pattern yet? You're going to continue to win, even when the odds are not favorable, even when you have taken impact and the impact seems injurious. You're going to come out a winner. It does not matter how you go into the situation. What matters is how you emerge, and you are emerging a winner. There is that kind of determination on you, but don't let the shadow be casted over your win. Because if others would choose correctly, guess what? We would be celebrating them. It would be their celebration as well. Because my win does not, watch this, my win does not prohibit the win of another. God has given me to win, but he has also given you to win. All you got to do is choose to win. You don't have to cast disparaging, and you don't have to cast a dark negative energy upon my win to make yourself feel better. I don't know about you, but I'm not spending another year in misery. I'm not spending another year unhappy because others are unhappy and they want me to join their unhappy sadness. I refuse to live in the unhappiness of life when the Lord has caused me, listen to this, to be a winner. Serve the Lord with gladness. Do you understand that? Make a joyful noise. That's Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise. It means create it. It comes from you. Make a joy. Serve him with gladness. Come before him with singing. We should not be miserable. We should not be sad and depressed and decrepit and deteriorating. We should be excelling. We should be accelerating. We should be pursuing. We should be overcoming. We should be conquering. We should be winning. That is our lot. That is our portion. That is where God has ordained. That is where God has sanctioned. And that is where we're going to be. I am a winner. I am a winner, born a winner. I'm going to die one. I will win. No hex, no curse. All y'all, I don't know if you hear me tonight. No sorcery, no black magic, no white magic, no voodoo, no hoodoo. I don't care what it is. It's not going to interfere with the ordained blessing of God. And the ordained blessing of God is for me to win, to come out on top. I have had painful days. I have had unfavorable processes. But in the midst of all of that, it never changed the fact that he ordained me to win. And what would authenticate my win? Except I had to go through a challenge because the challenge authenticates the win. How can you be a winner and you have never entered into a challenge? How can you be a winner and you have never been opposed? How can you be a winner without an adversary? God has given you the battle, and after the battle, you'll raise the trophy. After the battle, you'll raise the belt. After the battle, you'll raise your hand in victory. You are winners. We're coming into this year as a winner. We will pursue this year as winners. We will exit this year as winners. And every time you see a fight, every time you see a threat, every time you see a battle, just let the battle serve as a confirmation that you are a winner. And get ready to overcome. Get ready to conquer. Get ready to win. The battle is indication that the champion in you has another challenger. Praise God. The champion in you is facing another contender, and this will just be another thing that we knock on its back. This will be another thing that we pin to the mat. This will be another thing that we trample under our feet. This will be another thing that we leave in the dust. This will be, oh my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let me get to prayer. Let me get to prayer. I feel like God is charging somebody's spirit tonight, changing your perspective, changing how you look at it, your perception, changing your energy. You don't have to apologize for winning. Stop apologizing for winning. Winning is your portion. Winning is in your blood. Winning is in your destiny. Winning is in your prophecy. Stop apologizing for winning. I want you to declare this with me tonight. I'm not sorry for winning. Come on, declare that with me right now. Get the guilt of winning off of your shoulders. Come on and declare that with me right now. I'm not sorry for winning. I'm not sorry for surviving. I'm not sorry for coming out on top. I'm not sorry for being strong. I'm not sorry for being determined. I'm not sorry for winning. Oh, I see them typing it on the Zoom platform. Are you all saying it on the conference line? Are you catching the word of the Lord tonight? I'm not sorry for being a genius. I'm not sorry for being intellectual. I'm not sorry for being intelligent. I'm not sorry for being anointed. I'm not sorry for being a prayer warrior. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for winning. You are a winner. I'm not sorry for being prosperous. I'm not sorry for being a visionary. I'm not sorry for being prophetic. I'm not sorry for being apostolic. I'm not sorry for being chosen. Oh, I'm not sorry for being saved. I'm not sorry for being sanctified. I'm not sorry for being filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not sorry for winning. Are you all with me tonight? I'm not sorry for my healing. I'm not sorry for my open door. I'm not sorry for my promotion. I'm not sorry at all. This is where your life has got to shift. This is the turning point for you. This is the makeup in your mind that I am not going to dumb down. I'm not going to shrink. I'm not going to go away. I'm not going to be muzzled. I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to sit around and feel sorry for myself when the Lord has made me more than a conqueror. I have recovered. You have recovered. You have overcome. Many of you have been hit with challenges from your youth, and to every last one of those challenges, you have overcome. How be it for you to let somebody remind you of what it is that you've gone through and caused you to now regress back into a space that you have been free from for quite some time? You're good. You're better than good. You're more than conquerors. No weapon formed is prospering. How dare you go backward? We will not regress. We will only progress. We will only go forward. I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will recover all. And all that I am supposed to have, I will have because I'm a winner. I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. I am a winner. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank God. And while it may be taking some of you a little more time than others, that's okay. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am going to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He gives me the strength to do this. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be unmovable. Oh, let me leave you alone. Let me pray tonight. We're so blessed. We're so blessed in this moment. We're so blessed to be able to come into this prayer. I'm talking about winning this month. And if I have to, I'll carry it over into February. But we are talking about winning because the saints of God, the people of God, the chosen of the Lord, the elect of God, we are called to win. We are called to raise our hands in victory. The Bible says, "Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Are you all listening to this? He's given us to be victorious. How dare we feel guilt? How dare we feel shame or embarrassment for winning? No, I'm sorry. I apologize that you didn't get the memo, but this is the winner's family. This is the winner's church. This is the winner's section. This is the winner's community. This is the winner. We are winners. We are winners. I want you to declare that with me right now. I am a winner. My God, say it, say it, say it. And some of you got a problem with saying it. You got a problem with saying it because, it's, I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. I don't, my soul shall boast in the Lord. I'm boasting in the Lord. I am a winner. I am. When I look back over my life, I am a winner. I should not be where I am right now. I should have been pinned to the mat. I should have been utterly destroyed. I should have been on the losing end, but I'm boasting in the Lord. I am a winner. I am a winner. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If many people knew your story, knew your history, you almost snapped. You almost cracked. You almost broke down. Many of you were on the cusp of a mental breakdown, and some kind of way God caused you to snap back into place. And here you are standing today better than you've ever stood in your life. You are winners. You are winners, and you ought to thank God for being the kind of winners you are. Oh, he has made you formidable. He has made you powerful. He has made you amazing. You are winners in the name of the Lord. We're thanking God for the praise report that we have received. Justin Mack, amen. The Lord has blessed his godmother, amen. And God has healed, and we're thanking God for healing power. We are also praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests: Martin Merced, Benjamin Payton, Kikamon Rockmore, Michelle Tarua, Jaina Thompson, Kanika Jones, Priscilla Everett, amen. Shanika Muniz, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman, Rosalinda Archbold, Diane Harge, Sharima Abdullah, Rochelle Maxwell, Latoya Beeman, Benita Clark, Redonia Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Yawana Johnson, Benita Thompson, Johnny Stafford, Celeste Johnson, Letitia Williams, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, Shavaya Williams, Tanya Bryant, Patsy Rizzo, Ruth Aileen, Andre Hill, Shaquana Johnson, Jake Langley, and Lorraine Williams. We are excited to pray for you. And I know that the Lord hears the earnest prayer of the fervent prayer of the righteous. Those prayers avail much. Let's look to the Lord as God begins and continues to change our perspective as it pertains to winning, that we have not sinned in the wind, but we have been called. It is a divine call to this life to win. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you for the touch of your presence. I thank you for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You have given us faith to win. You have given us faith to overcome. You have given us faith to prosper. You have given us faith to stand. You have made us and not we ourselves. It is through your divine touch and your mighty hand, your strategic nature. Thank you, Father, for constructing and for making something so brilliant, something so ingenious, something so powerful. Father, you have placed your oil upon your people, and for this we say thank you. Thank you that we are the recipients of your oil. Thank you that we are the recipients of your grace and favor. Thank you that your hand rests upon us. Thank you that victory is our portion. Father, we pray now against every dark shadow. We pray now against every dark energy that would come to drive us back into the abyss, to drive us back into a lost state, to drive us back into wandering around aimlessly in life. But Father, we thank you because you are advancing us. You are causing us to walk in steps of progression. We thank you, Father. We do not regret, nor do we take back anything, even the pitfalls. The pitfalls of our past have served as a part of our winning story. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all the hurt we had to endure, the betrayal. We thank you for the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs. We thank you, Father, for the good choices and the wrong judgments. We thank you, Father. All of it has been working together to create this masterpiece of your own doing. It is you who have chosen us, and although there were things that have transpired that surprised us, they never surprised you. You came knowing. You came knowing. You knew everything there was to know about us before we even knew ourselves. And we want to say thank you because you made choices concerning our winning. Even God, while we were trying to figure life out, we're still trying to figure life out in so many areas. But Father, your hand is constantly at work. You continue to demonstrate your consistency and your courtesy and your consideration of us. Father, we want to say thank you for it. Thank you for putting our name in the wind, and thank you for causing our recovery to be imminent. Father, I thank you that even a prominent and dominant anointing rests upon us as we are rehabilitated. It looks as though we were never injured. You have worked it so that we were never even injured. You have blessed us so that every injury has now become a lesson, a sermon. It has now become an inspiration to others. I thank you now that you are using us for your glory, to spread your glory, to spread your gospel, to spread the power of your kingdom. We thank you now, God, for every area, every section of life that you are causing us to advance and to win. We thank you that we're not missing in any area. We thank you that every area is covered. We speak now to every state and every town, every city. We speak to every community and even every country that is represented on this line tonight. Father, some kind of way, you are working a work that is beyond our comprehension and even beyond our understanding. We can't even put it into words. We can't even articulate all that is happening, but we do know that it is happening, and it is happening because of your benevolence, your generosity, your graciousness. Thank you for being a gracious Savior. Now, God, I thank you that the energy of your people, my God, is shifting. The lens, that the dark shadow, that lens that has covered our eyes, those scales that have tried to block our view, they are now falling from our eyes, and our lens is being made clear. There's an adjustment that is happening to our lens. We see clearly now. We see healed vessels. We see deliverance. We see joy. We see peace. We see love. We see restoration, and we see empowerment. We see it because you have ordained it. Your hand is upon us. Your joy is within us. We are moving in the newness of life and the newness of the day. We will not miss. We will not go under. We will not drown. We will not sink. You have made us winners. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for making us winners. We thank you for making us victorious and triumphant. We thank you that we're walking in this. We're not waiting on it. We're walking with it. My God, it's already ours. It's already done. And I pray that every person who have submitted prayer requests, that their perspective and perception begin to shift tonight. Help them to know that what they have laid in petition before you, it is already done. The way is already made. The victory is already won. We give you glory now. We give you honor now. We give you praise now. We lift your name, God. We thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you that we have an opportunity to come before your presence. Thank you because what we're praying for is already established. You know our heart even before our mouths articulate the sentiments of the heart. So now, God, all that's left for us to do is to tell you thank you. Thank you for winning. Thank you for causing us to win. Because you win, we win. Thank you that death could not hold you. Thank you that the weapons could not prosper over you. You have won, and we win because you've won. Thank you for joy unspeakable, joy that is full of glory. Thank you for how your power is moving and demonstrating throughout the earth. Thank you that this win will be apparent and evident to all who observe. Thank you that your people will see it and will marvel at the wonder of your hand. You are awesome. You are all powerful. You are outstanding. You are phenomenal. You are all that we need you to be whenever we need you to be it. And for this, Father, we want to say thank you. Now, Lord, bless every person, every person that is connected to the prophetic prayer partnership, every person who's underneath the sound of my voice, Father, I thank you. Stretch them, mighty Osanda. Launch them, yes, God, and we will give you praise. Launch and propel your people, propel them into the victory of life. We thank you that as we rise in victory. As we walk in victory. As we rest in victory. My God, no losing here, no defeat here, only victory. And we give you praise for it now, and we give you glory for it now. Thank you for the win. In Jesus' name, we say thank God, my God, tonight, and we say amen. Help me to praise him, saints. Help me to praise him. Come on now. We got to send up that praise. The winners send up a different kind of praise. My God, the winners send up a different kind of worship. Go ahead and praise him. Those of you that are typing are praising. My God, those of you that are on the conference line, you're praising. Come on. All 100 of us are praising. We're praising and we're praising together. Something tremendous is transpiring. Something powerful is happening in the praise. When the praise goes up, the blessing comes down. Yes, the overflow of the blessing. My God, the impossible is being made possible. Woo! The crooked places are lining up and becoming straight, and we give God praise for it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, great is our God and greatly to be praised. I'm telling you, saints, there's nothing like the power of prayer and the power of agreement. You are a winner, and I want you to keep on winning. And don't you let nobody, and I mean nobody, I don't care who they are, don't you let nobody cast a shadow on your win. A win is a win, and you ought to be proud of it. You ought to be grateful for it, and you ought to express that gratitude with great exuberance and with great expression and articulation. Express the gratitude for the God who has caused you to win. You are a winner, and you will keep on winning. I want to encourage those of you who are perhaps listening tonight, listening maybe for the first time, and you do not know the Lord Jesus. I want to tell you that accepting the Lord Jesus is the greatest win you can ever have in your life. Repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming into my life. I open up my heart and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe you died for my sins, and I believe your blood has made me whole. I am saved in Jesus' name. Well, if you prayed that prayer, you are accepted into the family of God and you are saved. Well, what I want to do is I want to help you. I want to give you some material that's going to help to strengthen your walk with the Lord. I want you to commit to texting the word salvation. I want you to text the word salvation to the number 646-640-8967. Again, text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. 8967. If you text that word to that number, you're going to immediately receive tools that's going to help jumpstart your walk with the Lord. And I want to say again, welcome to the kingdom of God. Before I let you all go, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to participate in supporting and sowing into a platform that continues to edify you. Many of you are not a part of our local church body, so you join us specifically on Monday nights, and you've just kind of been playing it in the distance, and that's wonderful. But would you consider sowing a seed of any size to our platform just to encourage us and to keep us with all of the excellence that we bring ministry to you? You can do that, amen, by going to our website, DariusNixon.com. It is a safe and secure way to sow a seed of any size. Wherever you live, whatever ministry you're a part of, you join our platform each week and we love having you. But we also want to feel that support. And we thank you so much in advance for sharing your gift with us, for sharing your donation with us, for sharing your offering with us. And I love to say, sharing your seed, because every seed has a harvest attached to it. And I'm so glad that this is good soil. It's good ground. And I believe that God is going to do the tremendous in your life as a result of trusting your seed in our ministry. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Thank you so much for dialing in with us once more and again. And I pray that this week continues to be a tremendous win for you. God bless you and God keep you. Keep on winning and don't you be shamed for it. Good night, everybody.